Hello and welcome to another edition of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is your host, John Jantz, and my guest today is Lynn Shearer, a senior marketing manager with ProStores, a online e-commerce platform that just happens to be owned by or is part of the eBay family. So, Lynn, thanks for joining me.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
So did I characterize ProStores correctly, that is owned by eBay, or was it started by eBay or acquired? How does that relationship work?
So ProStores is a wholly owned subsidiary of eBay. It's based on a technology that was developed by a company called Current StoreSense. eBay bought the technology and the company in 2004 and relaunched as ProStores in the summer of 2005. So we've been an eBay company for about five years or so now. So ProStores is eBay's all-in-one off eBay online store solution. So it's everything you need to build your own web store at your own web address, from the storefront to store administration, for managing orders, customers. And it also includes the hosting. So it really is a one-stop shop for setting up your own online store.
So that kind of gets to probably one of my first questions. Do you have to be an eBay seller to have a ProStore, or could you just come to ProStores and say, I like this tool, I'm going to use it for my non-eBay business?
You absolutely do not have to be an eBay seller to use ProStores. We've got quite a number of merchants who are, you know, not selling on the eBay marketplace. But as you can imagine, as an eBay property, we do get quite a number of eBay sellers as they kind of grow their business on eBay and then look to expand and start selling multi-channel online, adopt ProStores as their online store solution. And increasingly, we've got people going the other way. As you can imagine, access to 80 million buyers is pretty attractive to a merchant just starting selling online. We've got a great ability to, from ProStores to, you know, once you have your inventory on there, to list then on the eBay marketplace. But again, that's completely optional.
So, as the point when many people are going to be listening to this, we're getting in onto the fall, and that means holiday shopping's coming up. In the e-commerce world, that's certainly, well, in any kind of retail environment, but anybody who sells physical products particularly, that can be a big time of year. So are there some things that you advise or that your help folks advise people when they're setting up stores that they might do to prepare, you know, for the holidays? And, you know, what we're probably really talking about is you know, product selection and you know, greater conversion. But are there some things that, you know, a couple tips you could give us?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think first and foremost, you should know what's selling. If you're selling online, or you know, if you've got a brick and mortar retail store, yeah. I'm sure you've got a pretty good idea at this stage what your best sellers are. What are the things that are going to get people in the store and sold? So you really want to understand what your best sellers are. Make sure that you've got, thought a little bit about or probably a great deal about, how deep you want to go on certain SKUs, and make sure you have those things in stock. Second, I think, you know, this is the time of year to start thinking about your promotions. Again, whether you're selling in a brick and mortar store or an online store, one of the great ways to get people in the door and also convert traffic that's coming in onto your online store is to offer promotions, whether it's free shipping for a period of time or free express shipping or certain categories or hot products, you know, you're going to be stocking. Really have those all thought through ahead of time, so you know you're not in the middle of the holiday season trying to figure out what to put on sale and what sort of specials you might be offering.
You know, are there some examples of people that you think do a good job with that kind of cross promotion? I know one that I probably shouldn't say in the presence of somebody who is involved with eBay, but you know, Amazon does a good job with that. Hey, if you like this book, you'll probably like this one too. I mean, are those kind of techniques available using, say, the ProStores platform, and do you think that they're effective?
Those kinds of things are absolutely effective. ProStores does have cross-sell, upsell merchandising as part of the storefront functionality, so you can show related products, whether it's consumables for a printer or that type of thing. You can set up the display of that printer to also show the related merchandise to that paper,
yeah.
ink, things like that. And yes, I mean the third point I was going to make about what to do as you prepare for the holiday season, I think it's about starting with existing customers. So if you know what people have bought from you in the past, or simply knowing that they have
yes.
bought from
right.
you in the past, targeting those promotions to loyal customers is a great way to go as well. And then adding into those promotions, whether they be on the store or in email marketing, offering them things that, based on what they've bought in the past, what do you think they might be interested in coming into this holiday season as well?
What do you think about the use of happy customer testimonials and reviews from people that say, yeah, this is a great product, I did X, Y, Z with it? I mean, do those increase conversion in your
They
experience?
Absolutely do, and they have an additional benefit, and that is it creates relevant content, which can help with search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's just a simple, to simplify that, you can imagine if somebody's searching for your product online, if there's somebody's come on your site and written a review about a product you sell, if in that review there are keywords in there that people may be using to search for those products,
right.
it's just more content for the search engines to latch onto, and it makes you that much more visible. So it has both the benefit of, hey, reassuring customers coming onto your store to know that, hey, somebody's tried this product and it has worked really well for them. And again, it has the secondary benefit of creating content, which helps with getting more traffic to your store through the search engines.
You mentioned a promotion like free shipping. I'm starting to see, and I think over the last few years have seen, that free shipping is almost becoming the norm. I mean, to the point where, even a higher priced product with free shipping might be sold over the same product price lower, but with shipping. I mean, is that something that has just become perception or expectation, and to the point where you really need to consider that as your default?
It does. Free shipping, yeah, it has definitely grown in popularity, and it is kind of becoming the norm for, of course it's generally for standard delivery. So, first class post as opposed to overnight or 2 day, but, people running then promotions based on that 2 day, maybe for a period of time, get free 2 day shipping and that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. To pull that off, I think, you've got to be doing a certain amount of volume and clearly, if you can be, either building that into your pricing, or using it as a loss leader or a way to get people in the door.
Yeah, I mean you're sort of heading down the path of testing and analytics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so what? I think the answer is always, yeah, free shipping is great as long as you know what your costs are,
yeah,
you know
exactly.
what your conversions are, you've tested it against
yep.
other things, right? So do you have what do you see as good practices for testing convert? I mean, that's to me the only way to improve
right.
conversion is to see what works and what doesn't. So are there some practices that you see people doing effectively for that?
This halftime break is brought to you by Constant Contact. Constant Contact helps small businesses and nonprofits build great customer relationships with email marketing, event marketing, and online surveys. Visit them today at constantcontact.com and sign up for your free 60-day trial.
We definitely see people, running tests on. I think with the sort of types of merchants that are using Pro Stores, they're relatively simple tests. But I think it's a matter of putting things out there, seeing what works, and if you do stumble onto something that's working, then obviously increasing your efforts there. For example, social media is clearly a factor these days in commerce.
Right.
So we've got a number of Pro Stores merchants who you know, they set up their fan page, they've got a loyal following, and this really goes back to that, hey, you know, start by selling more to the people who already buy from you and that you have a relationship with. And, you know, if you give them a forum to interact with you and are not just providing, you know, just not just putting out promotions on your fan page, but actually providing useful information and that, you know, you're presumably enthusiast shoppers who like what you do. And also, are, you know, I think the one example I like to use is the fly fishing store. You know, if you put on there that you've gone, you know, just went on a great trip, and photos of what you just, you know, that fish you landed, and really sort of interact and create a community. And then, you know, alongside that, put in hooks into your and promotions that get people to your store as well.
Was that an intentional pun with the hooks and the fishing store?
I think that just sort of happened.
Do you have some examples of, I mean, even URLs, if I'm sitting or listening to say, well, gosh, what does a pro store, you know, store look like? And maybe there's not, or maybe even just examples of some stores that you know are doing some of these things effectively.
Absolutely. So there's a store called collegiateliving.com. And the key thing I want to highlight there is that the owner of that store, the merchant, he also offers services as well. So if you are doing marketing services or any kind of services that could be packaged up, you could sell those as products online as well.
Yeah, let me stop you there for a minute, because I was going to ask that question anyway. I mean, are people effectively selling, you know, by the hour or you know, package type services effectively on eBay or through the pro stores?
I think, you know, there are a few people doing it on eBay, sort of eBay experts. Janelle Elms, I think, is one who does that on there. And but I mean, this example merchant that I just mentioned, so his product based store is collegiateliving.com. Mm-hmm. So it's all kinds of fan gear for you know, for all the different colleges out there. And then he's got a store called ckwebmarketing.com that he you know, promotes his services to help, you know, mostly around setting up a commerce-based storefront. So you can really see how he's got, you know, he's got different packages on there that you can go on and put them in a shopping cart and order them right online as well. So he's taking advantage of pro stores for both product-based commerce and services as well. So,
I mean, that one of the things, of course, I have a lot of listeners that have businesses, hadn't really thought of an eBay business, or maybe had thought of an eBay business as only as, yeah, that's a place where I sell these books I get at garage sales or something, you know. But are you finding that, you know, you mentioned the 80 million eBay universe, are you finding that there are people out there that are discovering maybe their brick-and-mortar businesses, but certainly existing businesses that are discovering access to that eBay market just is just another, you know, avenue of distribution, and whether they have a true eBay business or not, is that become an effective strategy?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that the myths, you know, the common myths about eBay, that it's only used, that it's only auction. Mm-hmm. I think every small business retailer out there should really understand that. Yeah, I think more than 50%, approaching 60% of sales on eBay are now fixed price items. So it's a more typical retail experience, and also lots of new products, whether they are new in season or I think a lot of what you see is kind of last year's model sort of thing. So new in season minus one is is the jargon of the business, but it's basically taking, you know, if you're a small retailer and you're sitting there on perfectly good inventory that's in, you know, not seconds, but in good shape, and it's maybe sitting there from last season, eBay's definitely a great place to move that either in auction or again at a fixed price. And having, you know, and doing that through your own web store, you kind of get extra bang for your buck. I mean, you can, if you set up a web store with pro stores, and again with those listing tools built right into pro stores that allow you to then take that inventory, push it onto to eBay, you get the benefit of having your own branded presence online, and at the same time, a great marketplace through which you can turn slow-moving inventory into cash.
Well, now, are you? Would you say it's safe to say that the eBay shopper is very price-driven, or are you finding that they basically are, you know, whatever is the most convenient way for them to find and buy something? It's not all about the cheapest.
It's really about people who love to shop.
Yeah.
We look at shopping enthusiasts. There are a couple of key categories: clothing, shoes, and accessories. You've got people who are they're looking for a bargain, but they're looking for a specific designer that again maybe it's last season's items, but it's still that designer. They're still getting the cachet that they're looking for from
yeah.
that type of product, but they are getting a deal. So.
Yeah.
And so it's not so much, bargain basement type attitude. I think it's more like, what is the deal I'm getting relative to full retail?
Yeah, yeah. I have purchased numerous things on eBay, but I would not call myself a shopping enthusiast.
the other folks are, consumer electronics. I mean, you've
yeah,
got
right.
Where you may end up actually paying above market if you really, that's another type of enthusiast who's looking for, really the latest gadget, whether it's an iPad or
yeah, or certainly collectibles, I suppose.
Or collectibles as well.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
you're on there and you want to complete your collection or be the first on your block to have XYZ gadget and you're
or the Brooks Robinson with. Brooks Robinson autographed baseball or something.
There you
right?
go.
So I know just because I spent some time with the eBay folks doing these eBay on location events that you had what at least I thought seemed like a pretty significant kind of product launch or upgrade, or I'm not sure the terminology you would use that I saw was called Pro Store 10. So maybe maybe we can end up with you just kind of talking about what it comes with, how people use it, what if somebody's out there listening going, I gotta look into that for my e-commerce platform, what that would look like for them.
Sure. We did just launch in August the latest upgrade to our product. We do about 3 upgrades a year, so we are continually improving the product. We listen to our merchants, so a lot of our development and what we decide to put into a new release is driven by talking to our merchants. And the highlight of this release, ProStores 10, is a major upgrade to how you can put together the design and layout of your store.
Mm-hmm.
We launched a drag and drop design tool. So for key pages on your site, your home page, your product list page, your product detail page, you now have a panel-based design tool where you can put up text panels, product panels, graphics panels, and promotions panels. And then once you have them on there, you can drag and drop them and arrange them on the page however you want. So it really allows merchants to do some customization to their store without having to know any kind of code at all. And one of the great things about that tool is the promotions panel, the advertising panel. And what this allows you to do is, as I mentioned, as you're heading to the holiday season, it's probably a good idea to get your promotions figured out. Well, in Pro Stores, you can schedule those promotions. You can have set up to run according to certain dates. You can make them coupon code based, so you can send out a code to your existing loyal buyers and say, here's a special code for you to use. And then with this new advertising panel in the new page builder design tool, you can create an advertising panel that creates graphical banners tied to those promotions. So you can have those running automatically, get them all set up ahead of time as you're heading into the busy holiday season, and then just let them run automatically through the season as you've, based on the schedule you've set up. So it's really one less thing you've got to think about through the holidays.
Yeah. Well, I think all of these tools are available in one form or another by cobbling together some various solutions. But I think that for, a pretty reasonable price. I think that the fact that you've kind of got it all done and there, pretty good option for somebody considering e-commerce.
Absolutely, it's it's a complete solution. Everything's built in. It's a one-stop shop to get your own online store set up. It is very affordable. It starts at $29.95 a month, and I think you'd be hard pressed to find a similar set of features out there for the same price. And, again, it's all backed by eBay, so you can rest assured that we're with you for the long haul.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thanks, Lynn. It was great catching up with you again. I understand there's at least some conversation about doing the on location series maybe again next year. So maybe we'll get to bump into each other in several other cities.
Might see you out there again.
All right. Thanks. Take care.
Thanks, John. You too.